Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is a teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors. Her name is Jasmine Barber. And Young Chicago Authors is an organization that we're going to get into detail and tell you all about it. But they present Louder Than a Bomb. It is the largest youth poetry festival in the world. And this year it's celebrating its 16th year. You can get all the information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDisha and youngchicagoauthors.org for more information. Now, Dan Shagrew, who my producer, Dan Shagrew, you have a personal connection to Young Chicago Authors. Before we bring Jasmine on, tell me about how you got involved in it and maybe give everybody just a little 101 on Young Chicago Authors.
Sure. So I'm actually a graduate of Young Chicago Authors. I was in the class of 1999. And back in 1996, my mom saw a flyer at the school she taught at just saying, you know, if you know somebody interested in creative writing, you know, please have them, you know, contact Dr. Robert Boone, who is our organization founder and leader and mentor and all-around awesome figure. And so what it was at the time was just he recruited 12 to 15 sophomores in high school that had interest in creative writing. And we would come to a place on Division, and we would just write, and we'd talk about writing. And he would give us different prompts. He would give us different short stories to read. We'd watch movies. We'd go to plays. We'd, you know, just talk about writing and our love for it. And, you know, it was probably the most influential thing in my high school years because, you know, I got to meet people from all around the city. You know, it was a mixture of races, genders, economic statuses, and things like that. And the one thing that united us was this love for writing and creativity and good art. And I formed some really great friendships and met some really great people. And, you know, at the end, you graduate, but you're never really a graduate. You're always around, you know, the system. So, you know, even in college, I would come back and visit and, you know, would go to the events. And for a couple of years, I was on the board. I'm not at this point, but, you know, it's wonderful to see because now it is this massive thing. It is expanded, and it you know, not only, you know, went from, you know, 12 to 15 kids every year to this massive undertaking, and now we've got Louder Than the Bomb, which is the world's largest teen poetry fest, and it's
which started, they made a documentary about,
right? So, yeah. They and not only did they make it, but you know, I was it would had started just past my tenure, but I know the porch with the stinky couch that we used to sit on and just joke around that the idea was formulated on that, you know, so it went from, you know, just our back porch to this massive, wonderful undertaking that is recognized worldwide.
Wow. That's really amazing. Yeah. And I know that it had a huge effect on you. Yeah. We've talked about it before. And we've talked to people from the Young Chicago Authors organization before. It's a great idea. And it's still going strong.
Very strong. Yes.
Yeah. And so the 16th annual Louder Than a Bomb poetry festival is happening for there are many events. It's set up like the March Madness.
Right. There are bouts, and you know, there are various ways you can enter. You can enter as a single participant. You can enter as a team from your high school. There's also a college slam, and so it's one of those things where you go through preliminary rounds. And you know, while we emphasize the point of the festival aren't the points or winning at all, it's about, you know, being part of the process. But you know, it is a situation where there's competitions and there's voting, and then eventually it culminates in a big wrap up where the championship and the champion is named.
Yeah. And they heard this year there's also a special Sweet 16, and it's the 16th anniversary, but they're calling it Sweet 16, which, of course, ties in with March Madness as well.
Right.
But Sweet 16, there's a benefit party at the Metro. Mm-hmm. Chuck D is going to be there.
Yes.
And, you know, it's called Louder Than a Bomb, so it's appropriate that Chuck D is going to be there.
It is. And we're very lucky because some very important people are supporters of our organizations. This year it's Chuck D, but in the past we've had our own Rick Hogan.
Yep.
But Matt Damon did an event for us 2 years ago. Alec Baldwin did an event for us, has contributed as well. So it's we've been very fortunate front that some very important people in the entertainment world like our stuff.
Okay, very cool. Well, anyway, let's bring in our guest. And Dan, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
She's a teaching artist at Young Chicago Authors, and her name is Jasmine Barber. And let's welcome Jasmine. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I was going to say good morning, but it's, well, I guess technically that still holds up.
It's morning.
Good morning,
it's
y'all.
Morning, yeah. Tell me about you personally, how you became involved in Young Chicago Authors.
Okay, well, the long story short, I am from the south side of Chicago. I went to Morgan Park High School. I graduated in 2011. I was playing basketball all of my 4 years in high school, and I did not necessarily enjoy it as much as I enjoyed poetry. Now, people really didn't know that. And I decided my senior year of high school, my junior year, if I'm not mistaken, in the junior year, early senior year, that I was going to try out for the poetry team that did go to Lovers in a Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried out, and I didn't make the team. I was pretty upset about that because I was going to quit the basketball team if I made the poetry team. So that kind of pretty much, like, kept my destiny or my life path direction going in the other direction,
yeah,
more so where I wanted to go towards art. What happened was there was a talent show at my school, and I wrote a poem, a really personal poem, about my cousin dealing with violence and abuse, and my principal at the time was not going to let me read it. She told me if I read it, I was going to be suspended from school.
Wow. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Did this principal do this because of the subject matter of the piece he wrote?
The subject matter per se, but I pretty much, in my mind, even at that age, was pretty much like, why shouldn't we hear about this? This is something that is happening to the young black girls, especially in our community.
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about this?
Yeah.
And my teacher was pretty much like, no, we're not going to. My principal was like, no, no, no. I was going to her office every single day for almost 3 weeks. I had already memorized the poem. I read it to her trillions of times. I don't know, by some miracle, some divine intervention, I ended up reading the poem and winning the talent show.
Mm.
And at that point, I ended up with, like, I really like writing, even though I can't, you know, I'm saying, like, can do it through Louder Than a Bomb, I still enjoyed writing.
Yeah.
I went to college and ended up playing. I ended up dropping out again for poetry, art. I was not enjoying playing basketball, sports anymore. I ended up quitting and coming back home. And one of my friends, Stephen Willis, was like, yo, you should come to Young Chicago Authors. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about that. Maybe I'll go. I ended up going on my 20th birthday, which is December 18th, and it changed my life.
Wow.
I was going to Live of the Bomb every single I was going to Wordplay, which was actually tonight. I was up there today. It's still a great, thriving space for young people to come when Live of the Bomb isn't happening. And it's every single Tuesday at 1180 North Milwaukee. It's an amazing time. But I ended up going every single Tuesday, and I ended up trying out for a college slam in 2013, and I ended up winning the college slam.
Oh, good
so
for you.
That's pretty much where I was. Thank you. I ended up doing that, and I was volunteering through Louder Than a Bomb, and then I started getting, you know, in touch and really, really connected with the community, and I haven't left ever since then.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Jasmine, every once in a while, do you play a pickup game?
I do. I was actually just talking to Kevin Coble about doing some basketball games with some of the other teaching artists. We used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that. But definitely, yeah, I definitely am always down for three on three.
Your story is so interesting. Your path was sort of set up. You were going to be playing basketball. But what was it that drew you to writing and expressing yourself in art? Was there a specific person or a specific time?
Teachers. Again, I have to emphasize teachers. I wish teachers really got paid the money they did, and then the teachers who really weren't doing their job could be, like, outed, so that the teachers who do really love and really do push and break their back for these students could get paid the money they did. Because if it wasn't for my English teacher, Ms. Bradley, my freshman year of high school, I was in the Ivy program. If she had not shown me Deaf Poetry Jam, I was already writing poems like AV, like Rose the Red, Violet the Blue. But when she showed me Deaf Poetry Jam my freshman year of high school, I knew that that's what I needed to do.
You know,
I knew from that point.
I'm so glad that you mentioned, I mean, obviously you're a teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors. I don't know if, and I really hope that teachers realize the impact that they make on their students. So,
that's
all right, Jasmine,
what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's all it's about.
Yeah.
Just being inspired by somebody. And that's why I think Louder Than a Bomb is such an amazing place, because we have so many different teaching artists from so many different places, races, genders, like you spoke of earlier, and they can literally see themselves. And even if it's not a complete picture of themselves, like, people look up to me all the time. Of course, they're not 6'3 black girls from the South Side, but they see a part of themselves in me. And that's all I want, is that level of art and that level of poetry and writing and dancing and singing and so on and so forth gives us a level to connect to. Music and art is honestly the only place everyone can unify in.
You're right.
And even if it's something you don't necessarily agree with, there's people who probably don't agree with you as well.
Yeah.
And then there's a place for dialogue and conversation, discussion, and louder than a bomb, and YSTN is a great facilitator.
Well, we're going to get it. Jasmine, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Jasmine Barber is with us. She is a teaching artist with the Young Chicago Authors. She won the College Slam in 2013, and we will tell you all about more of Young Chicago Authors, but we really want to tell you about the events leading up to Louder Than a Bomb, which is the largest youth poetry festival in the world, celebrating its 16th year. We're going to talk more about that coming up right here, though, on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing, everybody? It's Wednesday, and we're live on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower in the Allstate Studios here till 5 a.m., the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. My guest is Jasmine Barber. She is a teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors, and it's an organization that presents Louder Than a Bomb every year. It's the largest youth poetry festival in the world. My friend and producer Dan Chigrou has been a part of the organization. And it's youngchicagoauthors.org, and we have a link on our Facebook page. And we welcome Jasmine back. Hey, Jasmine, welcome back.
Hey.
All right. So tell us about Louder Than a Bomb and how it's set up and what the schedule is going to be like. It all begins on the 13th, on February 13th.
Man, oh, man, it is on and popping on February 13th. Today we brought in, oh, my God, the T-shirts. I had almost like 6 or 7 young people today just helping me bring in boxes of gear and things we got for the kids today, because it's going to be crazy. And I know it's going to be so exciting. It feels like, I don't know, like Christmas around this time, I'm just as geeked as the kids. And I was at the open mic like that I spoke about earlier, just yelling for the kids, just 2 of the kids in particular who have been working really, really hard on their poems and just speaking their truth and just perfecting that. And it's going to be popping. But February 13th is the starting of the Crossing the Streets, which is the big, accumulation of all the poets. It's going to be, I know it's going to be more than probably, 1,200 kids there. It's going to be a whole bunch of kids there. It's more than 100 teams that are showing up, and it definitely is going to be more than 4 kids per team. So it's going to be a lot of people in the building. And this Crossing the Street really is a chance for the poets to not necessarily bond with their teams, but to bond with the other communities. There's going to be kids from the South Side, the West Side, the suburbs, the North Side, the East Side. There's been times where there's been kids that come out of the country. We've had kids from South Africa come spit during the time, and it's been an amazing event, and they're going to get to know each other. There's going to be scavenger hunts. There's going to be events. They're going to get food. You know, they love that type of thing. So
yeah,
this is going to be a great event on Saturday.
That's
and
great.
I'm really, really excited.
Now, the preliminary ballots start on the 17th, and they're going to be at Columbia, mm-hmm. at Columbia College, 17th through the 20th and the 24th through the 27th of February. And mm-hmm. then the semifinals are March 5th at Metro.
Yes.
And
that's going to be crazy. Oh, my gosh. It's always a good time up there. Oh, my God. I'm so excited even thinking about it.
At the Metro. It's going to be great. And then the finals are the 17th at the DeSable Museum. And then now this I want to mention, because the Sweet 16 benefit party is going to be March 18th at Metro Chicago. And for God's sake, Chuck D is going to be there. And
I was just telling the kids about him today. Oh, my gosh.
How many people are away? Are the young kids, are they aware of the impact that...
I don't know if they are. Because one of the kids asked me who Chuck D was, and I slightly was offended, but I also had to realize what generation we were in.
Right.
I just turned my head what? Chuck D follows me on Twitter. He doesn't even know I'm a geek. He follows me on Twitter randomly. And I was like, oh, okay. I can tell my mom I made it finally. But they don't even know. It's gonna be something.
That's gonna be great.
It's gonna be a beautiful, beautiful event.
And the competition is named after a PE song. So you know that makes sense. And then the team finals. The team finals are at the auditorium on March 19th at 6 o'clock, and that's and that's going to be a huge voice. So basically, for a solid month, you're going to be really busy, and everybody at the Young Chicago Authors are going to be really busy.
Every single time this year, I always just make sure, we always just want to make sure you need some water, you need some coffee, you need some tea, you need a back rub, do you need a hug? Let me know what you need right now, because it's 8 a.m. and we got 15 teams to get through today. So you let me know what you need.
Mm-hmm. Now, now for ticket information, people can get tickets for this festival, and they can get it through the website at the youngchicagoauthors.org website, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And then we have things that are being updated on the Twitter, Young Shy Authors on Twitter, our Facebook page. We have an Instagram. There's a whole bunch of different avenues for them to get information. Looking at the hashtag wordplay, hashtag YCA on Twitter, certain things you'll just see. And you also just get a chance, I think, it's important to not just come to the event, but also just kind of prepare yourself for what you're getting into. Like, really go come blindly, but also go see what some of the other kids have been working on outside of that. Because a lot of times, a lot of them have gone because of restrictions with time or maybe with other certain rules and regulations. You don't really get to see the wide range of what the other kids are doing outside of this. We have kids who are rappers. We have kids who are dancers. We have kids who sing. We have kids who work double, triple jobs and then are coming straight to Loud Than a Bomb. And seeing a lot of those things really gives the audience and the people who are viewing this are a well-rounded view of really what this festival is really the staple of, especially right. in Chicago. Yeah. And it's an amazing thing that, you know what I'm saying, that I think that everybody's going to benefit from. I don't think I've ever met anybody who I've invited to Louder Than a Bomb or any of these competitions, any of the prelim bouts who has not been changed or hasn't asked me again.
Yeah.
To come back.
Oh. Well, Jasmine, congratulations on first of all on winning the College Slam a couple of years ago, and
Thank you. Your involvement
as a teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors. It's got to be incredibly gratifying for you. All the festivities are going to be underway starting on the 13th, and that's Louder Than a Bomb. Youngchicagoauthors.org for more information, tickets, and all that stuff. We have links on our Facebook page. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. Have a good morning. That's Jasmine Barber, teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors. All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.